Chapter 5. Social Norms and Regulations. Power and Voting. When you come to the land which Yahuwah, your Elohim, gives you, and you possess it and live there, and then say, "We will set a king over us like all the nations that are about us," you shall surely set as king over you him whom Yahuwah, your Elohim, will choose. You shall surely set as king over you him whom Yahuwah, your Elohim, will choose. One from among your brethren you shall set as king over you. You are forbidden to appoint a foreigner over you who is not your kinsman. But he, king, shall not multiply horses to himself or cause the people to return to Egypt in order to multiply horses, since Yahuwah said to you, "You shall never return that way." And he shall not multiply wives to himself, that his mind and heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. A bishop, overseer, elder, then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the congregation of Yahuwah? A deacon, servant, must be the husband of one wife, and he must manage his children and household well. An elder must be blameless, husband to one wife, with believing children who do not have a reputation for being wild or rebellious. Also, it shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law, Torah, in a book, from the one before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahuwah, his Elohim, and be careful to observe all the words of this law, Torah, and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children, in the midst of Israel. Census. When you take the census of the Israelites, every man shall give a ransom for himself to Yahuwah when you number them, that no plague may fall upon them when you number them. Around this time, Emperor Augustus issued an order for a census to be taken throughout the empire. This registration, the first of its kind, took place when Quirinius was governing in Syria. Everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. So Joseph, because he was a descendant of David, went up from the town of Nazareth in the Galilee to the town of David, called Beit Lehem, in Yehuda, to be registered with Miriam, to whom he was engaged and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. After this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins? And not one of them is forgotten before Yahuwah. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. This is what everyone among those who are numbered shall give: half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. The half shekel shall be an offering to Yahuwah. everyone included among those who are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering to Yehovah. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when you give an offering to Yehovah, to make atonement for yourselves. You and your servants are both under the same master in heaven. He makes no distinction between you and them. He has no favorites. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, In truth, I perceive that Yehovah shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. For Yehovah has no favorites who can get away with evil. For Yehovah does not show favoritism. And you shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before Yehovah, to make atonement for yourselves. Trumpet sounds for calling the congregation. Make 2 silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and for directing the movement of the camps. When they blow both of them, all the congregation shall gather before you at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. But if they blow only one, then the leaders, the heads of the divisions of Israel, shall gather to you. When you sound the advance, the camps that lie on the east side shall then begin their journey. When you sound the advance the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall begin their journey. They shall sound the call for them to begin their journeys. And when the assembly is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but not sound the advance. The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets, and these shall be to you as an ordinance forever throughout your generations. Social Standards of Yehovah. A man with crushed or damaged private parts may not enter the assembly of Yehovah. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Yehovah, may not enter the assembly of Yehovah, nor may his descendants down to the 10th generation enter the assembly of Yehovah. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of Yehovah. Even to their 10th generation, their descendants shall not enter into the assembly of Yehovah, because they did not meet you with food and water on the way when you came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired Balaam, son of Beor, of Pethor, of Mesopotamia, against you to curse you. On that day, they read from the book of Moses, Torah, in the hearing of the people, and in it was found written that no Ammonite or Moabite should ever come into the assembly of Yehovah, because they had not met the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. However, our Yehovah turned the curse into a blessing. So it was, when they had heard the law, Torah, that they separated all the mixed multitude from Israel. Their children, Edomite and Egyptian, may enter into the congregation of Yehovah in their 3rd generation. You shall not abhor an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not abhor an Egyptian, because you are a stranger and temporary resident in his land. Yeshua went off with his disciples to the lake, and great numbers followed him from the Galilee and from Judea, Yehuda, Jerusalem, Idumea, the territory beyond the Jordan, in the Zor-Zidon area, Tyre and Sidon. A great multitude, when they heard how many things he was doing, came to him